The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this soggy Texas Friday, 17th of February, 2012. Coming up in a few minutes after the first break is going to be Carol Asher. Now, if that name does not ring a bell with you, then you don't know Jack McLam. Jack McLam, most decorated Phoenix PD police officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, wrote a little book a few years ago called Vampire Killer 2000. Well, the new one has been released, Operation Vampire Killer 2012. It is about three times the size, and I'm going to have Carol on for a few minutes to talk about the book. And if you've never heard of Carol Asher, well, here's your chance to hear from Carol. So we'll do that in just a couple of minutes. Judge Napolitano, I've not been on air. I was on yesterday but had a guest covering the chemtrails issue. So many issues, ladies and gentlemen, so much information out there. Pertinent stuff. You know, I have a tendency to go more with the... what's going to kill you kind of stuff. You know, the banking cartel thieves, the bankster gangsters, the dirty politicians, the people that have no regard whatsoever. They call themselves elected officials. They call themselves representatives. They even call themselves senators. They even call themselves president. They do not serve the American people through that Constitution that they swore to protect and serve. As soon as they hit office, they're in a mad dash to shred it even further and faster than the previous guy did. Well, that is the law. That's the rule book we play by. That is the one that guarantees the most freedom, the most liberty, the most protection from our government that has just absolutely run amok. And if you remember me doing a program last week, throughout that program was threaded to question, do you know a coup d'etat when you see one? Do you think it has to be guns a-blazing and the communist flag a-flying? Or is it subverted little by little, year by year, piece of legislation by piece of legislation? You already know the answer to that. You're listening to this program. You're listening to this network. So you already know something's up. We're filling in the blanks. And we don't make the stuff up, folks. We report the facts that the bought-off paid whores, that's right, I said paid whores, commercial media, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, I don't care who they are, they're corporate little entities that genuflect very deeply for their masters. The corporations, and the biggest corporation that controls those corporations, the banking system. We'll be right back.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants. And moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The preface to this book, Operation Vampire Killer 2000, American Police and Military Action Plan for Stopping Totalitarian World Government Rule. And if you don't know that that's what's going on, man, welcome to the party, albeit late. The fall of 2012 marks 20 years since the mounting impact of a series of personal law enforcement professional experiences, coupled with the cumulative effects of ominous political events and trends, national and global, compelled us in 1992 to publish our Police and Military Action Manual, Operation Vampire Killer 2000. This present volume is its long-awaited sequel. Yeah, it is. In the main Operation Vampire Killer 2000, as the report came to be known, was the inspiration work of retired police officer Jack McLam, the founding and continuing director of the organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order. Jack McLam explains how the original work came to be called Operation Vampire Killer 2000, serving with top secret clearance in the U.S. military during the Vietnam era. Jack was assigned to work in the deep jungles at secret intel bases where he got used to various code names for special ops programs. References to Operation This and Operation That were common. Many years later, therefore, we're learning, speaking, and writing about the existing global plan for totalitarian world government rule. Jack found it easy to equate the deliberate destruction of the God-given rights and liberties to a horde of vampires engaged in sucking the very lifeblood out of nations and peoples, not least of all the United States of America. Having fallen short of the original goal of 1990 as their projected date for the complete world domination, the undaunted global conspirators next turned their hopes and their sights on the year 2000. No matter the obstacles and the delays encountered, it remains clear that they remain as determined as ever. Perhaps no one ever loved and exemplified the role of peace officer more than did Jack McLam. Serving with the Phoenix, Arizona Police Department, Jack enjoyed a distinguished and fast-rising career from his earliest days on the force, helping to ensure the safety of the people on his beat and protecting their personal rights was all that ever motivated Officer Jack McLam. Success seemed to come easy to him, and it was great personal satisfaction as well as multiple professional commendations and awards, that is, right up until a certain gradual turn of events. Now, I have Carol Asher with me. I'm not going to read the rest of this forward to the book. Carol Asher, that has been with Jack McLam since, about 20-some years, 22 years, came to work for him in 1990 to help him edit and distribute his newsletter. Carol Asher, how are you?
I'm just fine. John, did I hear you say Soggy, Texas?
Soggy, Texas, yeah. It's
getting rained on, huh?
It's so overcast, it looks like it's about 6 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I rub it in because we got a nice blue sky, if you can believe it. I don't even see any chemtrails today, and it's a sunny afternoon, so we're enjoying it.
Well, they say one man's floor is another man's ceiling. Today you're on the top floor.
All right, yeah. Great. Hey, listen, it is just such a pleasure to be with you, John, and I want you to know that Jack McLam greatly appreciates your support in his educational efforts as he reaches out to America's police and military. I know that most of the folks, well, actually, you've kind of given them a rundown already, so maybe what I was going to say about some background isn't necessary, but can I just go back to 1992 for a minute?
Absolutely.
Okay. I had been, I guess, with Aid and Abet for a couple of years about that by that time. And I remember earlier in the year, 1992, Jack was writing what we expected and what he thought would be another issue of his police newsletter. At that time, he hadn't gone into working, or I should say reaching out to the military yet. He was working with the civil police. And anyway, he was writing another what he thought would be an Aid and Abet newsletter. And when he finished with it, pretty much, he handed us the draft to proofread. But then he wasn't satisfied with it. And he came back and took it from us and said, I got to have it back because there is just so much more that needs to be said. Well, long story short, what it turned out to be was that original 75-page manual, Operation Vampire Killer 2000, which you just spoke of there in the preface. So anyway, that was the beginning. It had a subtitle, A Police Action Plan for Stopping World Government Rule. And that's why he thought to himself, I've got to give the folks more information on the various aspects of this plan for world government, which, of course, included the education of youngsters in the schools and the control of the churches and the indoctrination that police officers were getting and all of that. Now, this, of course, it came out, actually, John, in the fall of 1992. It was published in the fall of 1992, and that was just a matter of weeks after the federal siege on Randy Weaver's family here in North Idaho. So, and then, of course, after that followed quite a rapid succession of other tragic events. You know, Waco just was a few months after that, early in 93, and then the assault on the World Trade Center, the first bombing in 1993 also. Then a couple years later, we get the destruction of the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City.
Yep.
And then comes a few more years after Y2K comes very closely then the Holocaust, which is called 9/11. And the unbelievable disasters that followed upon that, of course. Anyway, Jack continued then. We're up now to the new millennium. And Jack continued after 9/11 writing and publishing his aid and abet reports for, I guess, about the next 6 years or so, quite regularly, not every month, but periodically through the years. And he had long since then, by that time, he had already expanded into military, military personnel.
Yeah, he was kind of the original Oath Keeper.
You bet he was,
yeah.
In fact, one of his friends said that he was the original Oath Keeper even before Oath Keepers, the organization, was thought of. So we're pretty proud of that, and Jack certainly deserves that title. Anyway, Jack could see through the 90s, all through the 90s, he could see this planned, orchestrated merging of our civil police with the military. And so that's why he thought he better reach out to start getting his word out to the military as well. And he could see that not only were we having militarization of our civil police, but also part and parcel of that, as a complement to that, was the bringing of federal military closer and closer into the civilian private sector. So those two things were happening kind of at the same time. And so all of that, in light of the unbelievable changes that were taking place in our world since 92, that made Jack feel sure that he wanted to give an update, an expanded version of Operation Vampire Killer. So that was in the plans, and it was kind of even loosely scheduled to come out around 2008. But about that time, you know, the U.S. economy was kind of faltering and starting to fall apart, but sadly Jack's health deteriorated about 2008-2009 also. But over the next year and a half, he continued writing toward this update of Operation Vampire Killer 2000. And again, another hard thing that happened to him was, I don't know if it was through sabotage on his computer or just natural failure of the computer, but he had his writings wiped out on at least two occasions. So with his health getting, not so good, and then having this happen, it was a blow that he really didn't need. But
And let me interject this, Carol. Then there were people like me calling you and going, when's Jack going to get it done? And you, the one thing that you never shared with me is that story about the computer just mysteriously just melting down.
Oh.
Because, you know, I was assured that by you and by Jack himself that, you know, we're progressing with it. We need to get it out. We know how important this is to get this in the hands of the police and military. Now, since 1992, let me just interject this as well. Since 1992, there's been a whole lot of guys that have retired, and there's been a whole new crop of cops that have been hired.
Right.
And each successive turnover of personnel, they are conditioned more and more to not respect their oath of office, their jobs, and particularly the people they're supposed to be out there protecting and serving.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to interject that at that point,
yeah.
Carol, because back in 92, things were starting to really turn, and they have gotten progressively worse. The Patriot Act, NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, of which many states right now, I'll go into it after Carol's off air, but I'll go into the NDAA. States are now passing their own bills fast and furiously in their own houses in the respective states against the provisions of that NDAA. So
yeah.
With the one tool, and I want you people to remember this as Carol and I are talking here on air, there has been people out there that have worked tirelessly to inform people. And as I've said on this program, cops are people too. They were born Americans. They were born into this country. And Carol, it's somewhat tacky, but it's worth repeating that you didn't come into this world with a six-gun strapped on and a shiny badge on your chest, because that would have been a real hard birth for your mother. First, you were American. You were born in this country. We have duties and obligations to protect and defend that Constitution. But that's what the police are being led away from. And you can see it in their actions on the streets of America every day. We'll be right back with Carol Asher.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit teravim.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey. We are back. I have Carol Asher with me. And, Carol, I think there's probably going to be one some callers that slide in here to speak to you. But for right now, let's cover the
right
topic matter at hand, if you will.
Okay, great. I don't know why they would need to talk to me, John. But anyway, I want to say this, that all through those years that I was working with Jack McLam's outreach, we have the patriots, the private citizen patriots to thank for taking the writings that Jack McLam put out, his videotapes, his audio tapes, and whatever else he produced, he and his colleagues, Officer Rick Dalton, this National Guardsman, Fred, I forget his last name right now. Anyway, there were several on the team that contributed toward Aid and Abet and leading up to Operation Vampire Killer 2000. But I commend you, John, and every other patriot that took those materials and spent your shoe leather and your time and your gas money to go to police officers, cop cars, sheriff's offices, wherever you could take those materials and try to wake up the police. So our patriots, our private citizen patriots, have played a huge part in this, and we hope that they will continue perhaps with this new publication. So I want to mention this just a teeny bit about the new Operation Vampire 2012. Well, what do we say here? It has like 200 pages, and it's comprised of several sections. The first section covers a lot of the problems that we're facing, such as the things that happened to us immediately after 9/11. And then there is also a section in there on solutions. And some of these solutions are already ongoing. In other words, they're positive happenings, such as Patriot Talk Radio, networks such as RBN, and a very important part that's being played there. And there's also a section in there, quite an extensive section, thanks to Bernadine Smith, who is very strong on Second Amendment issues. And she presents, for example, the indispensability of a founding father like Patrick Henry. If it were not for Patrick Henry, she explains, we perhaps would not even be anywhere near a free republic to date, because it was he who insisted that we get a Bill of Rights. He said he would not vote for the Constitution. If everybody else did, he still would not, unless there was a Bill of Rights attached. And then James Madison came along and supported him in the end, and they managed to get the Bill of Rights there. But there are many different sections in the book, and we hope that it will be a blessing. What we were thinking is that there are no copyrights on the book, obviously. And so anybody, if you were to buy a copy and then photocopy one page or another page, an article, this article or that article, and simply hand that to a sheriff deputy or to your friend who's in the military or whatever applies, whatever you feel important for the person that you want to help enlighten. So that's one thing I wanted to say that, and John, I also wanted to say this, that if folks, since you're offering to make a post a little ad for Operation Vampire 2012 on your RBN website, if when folks order from that website, if they would simply mention RBN, Police and Military Against the New World Order would like to send back 10%, in other words, on a $20 book, we'd like to send $2 back to RBN. And so, but they just need to mention that, you know, they got the information from RBN, and then we will set those $2 aside. So that will help your outreach as well.
Well, I appreciate that, Carol. I can remember years ago, I don't know if Jack ever told you this story, I remember years ago, you were there. It was Mark Hornke and Jack McLamb that was in an event in Southern California. And they had managed to get into political catfights with each other and the Republicans, and they just made it a mess. And somebody had forgotten to invite people. And they were more ensnared in their political wranglings than they were anything else.
Oh, dear.
And I remember at that juncture, they said, well, you know, we need to take a donation here to pay for the facility. Well, they basically undercut their own endeavors. Mm-hmm. And I stepped in. And I grabbed that money, and I divided that between Jack McLamb and Mark Hornke because they needed it. And I'll still remember the look on Jack's face. We had an adjoining hotel rooms. I knocked on the door. He opened it up, and I handed him a crinkled-up old brown paper bag, and I said, Jack, here's your half of the proceeds for appearing out here. And the man was in tears.
That was fantastic.
Because at the time, he didn't have enough money in the coffer. He's,
mm-hmm.
He spent a lot of his own retirement money on aid and abet.
I know that for a fact.
He didn't even have enough money for that, I guess, that month's postage for aid and abet. And it brought the man to tears.
Oh, wonderful, John. You know, you say I was there. I probably wasn't, because I stayed home, took care of the pets, and manned the office there in Phoenix. And Theresa Huebner was Jack's longtime scheduling secretary, traveling secretary,
yeah.
And she kept his book table. So yeah. Maybe it was Theresa. But anyway, that's a wonderful story.
It was. It was her. I just couldn't think of her name.
Yes.
All right. We got a break here. I've got a gentleman. He's running for Congress here. What does that have to do with Carol Asher, Jack McLamb, and Operation Vampire Killer 2000? If you can determine that, Manny, during this break, I would certainly appreciate it. 800-313-9443. We shall be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. And an off-air question for you, Carol. Can Carol mention how she was wrongfully incarcerated a while back?
Oh. Well, John, in 2005, July of 2005, I was on jury duty here in our county, and I was serving on a case where there was a young man about 22 years old who was brought in. I mean, I'm not saying he was a paragon of perfection. He had been in trouble with the law, but anyway, he was picked up out on the street for some kind of parole, or what do you call that, violation?
Yeah, probation.
And they hauled him in.
Probation violation.
And then somehow or other, the pickup that day, the pickup that he was driving, which belonged to a restaurant, the police came and they forced searched the pickup, forced the keys out of the kid's hand, and forced searched the pickup, which belonged to the restaurant. It wasn't even the kids, see? And so then they found in the corner of a contact eyeglass lens that was in a CD case in the glove compartment or on the dash, I forget. Anyway, they found 1,500ths of a gram of crystal meth. And then they came, oh my, the big prosecutor came to court and said, we are going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this young man is using illicit drugs, and he knew that it was there, and it was his blah, blah, blah. See, well, they come into the trial, they hadn't proven diddly. They had not proven anything. And so we get into the jury room, and I'm thinking to myself, well, this is a slam dunk. I mean, there won't be any problem. And, you know, I could not believe it that 8 out of the 12 of us were going to vote guilty for that young man. And even the 4 of us, I mean, of the 4 of us, I mean, I'm the only one that spoke up. So long story short, at the end of our deliberation there, which only took a few hours, I said, well, I don't believe that first of all, the judge would not answer my written question, which was passed in each time when a police officer, 2 of them, were on the stand. Also, the 3rd time I passed the question to the judge and said, was it lawful that this young man his car was forced searched without a warrant, and nobody would answer it, not the police officer, and the judge wouldn't allow anybody to answer it, okay? So then I said to the foreman, or I said to the whole group at the end of the deliberation, I said, I'm sorry, but I do not agree with the way this case was handled. And the foreman said, well, then you are going to be in serious trouble, lady. And I said, yes. And he said, because you took an oath that you would honor the judge's instructions. And my response was, I have to answer to a higher judge than this judge here. And so then they tippy-toed out of there and went and reported me immediately to the county prosecutor and to the judge. And then they went down to Boise, reported me to the state, state attorney down there. Mm-hmm. And so then I got prosecuted, and I got served with papers here, and I had to go to trial. And, you know, John and whoever is asking, I do not believe to this day that they let me go from the 14 years prison that I was facing for perjury. That was the charge. They didn't let me go because they found me innocent. I believe they let me go because of the furor, I mean the uproar, that their phones and their whatever else, their emails got from people, hundreds of people. They got like 500 phone calls down there to the court and to the Attorney General's office, just furious that a citizen who serves on a jury cannot voice her own conscience or his own conscience. Anyway, they wanted that to go away so fast, and so when we had the preliminary examination, I was between 2 lawyers that I'd hired here, and it would cost us $16,100, again, of which I paid only a few hundred personally. The majority of it, of that $16,000-plus, was paid by wonderful patriots sending in $10, $20, $50, $100 to help, and we had that $16,000 paid off within 7 months. But long story short, they acquitted me, and the judge, what do you call him, I can't think of the name right now of that type of judge, but anyway, he listened
circuit judge?
Well, I should be able to say that.
Well, you'll probably think of it in a second.
I will. When I get off here, I'll think of it. Well, anyway, they had some of the fellow jurors up on the stand and said, well, the police officer said this, and I believe the police officer, and she didn't honor what the judge said, so therefore, you know, they testified against me. Well, when it got done, after 3 or 4 or 5 witnesses there on the stand at this preliminary hearing, the judge there, so-called judge, said, you know, I do not believe that this has been proven. He says, you did not tell me. There's nothing in the record, nothing in the transcript that says that Ms. Asher said so-and-so. He said, it's merely hearsay. And he said, did she truly perjure herself? I do not believe that you have proven that she perjured herself, therefore case dismissed. But I want to reiterate, John, I don't believe that they let me off because they thought I was innocent. They wanted that fully informed jury issue to go bye-bye,
yes,
so fast. They didn't want to hear it because they were getting such an uproar.
That's what I... And you stood up to the jury foreman. It would have been, I guess, one thing if you were the foreman of the jury, but you stood up to the jury foreman. Mm-hmm. And I have been in attendance of trials. Dixon Cannon, Aeroplastics.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was in attendance of that trial. And the jury instructions from the federal judge was absolutely, I couldn't believe it. There was absolutely no evidence that was allowed into that trial for the defense of Dick Simkana, but yet there were reams and reams of federal witnesses and IRS employees, Department of Justice. The man, they killed the man. They basically, he died in prison.
I know. How sad. John, when do we, God's people that are fighting, doing our reasonable best for the side of the light and righteousness, when do we get our turnaround? When do we get our turn? I'm wondering.
Well, it's been a long, drawn-out usurpation of the rights of the people, the form of government we're supposed to have. We're told now it's a democracy. It's not a republic.
Yeah.
We have a elected representative democracy. We have at the head of this, and we're all told that the president is in charge, and then we got the Congress, and then the federal courts, and the state governors, and the state legislatures, state courts, county government, city government, and way down at the bottom is we the people.
That's right.
That is that is inverse of how it is actually supposed to be.
Exactly. John, I don't know if you happen to notice in the manual there, under the section that Bernadine Smith and Uncle Sam, she has Uncle Sam playing the part. Anyway, there is a section in there that shows you the wrong form of government where the people are at the bottom, and then they show the correct form of government where the people are at the center and all of the officials are merely servants under oath.
That's exactly what I was looking at.
So that's in the manual, too.
That's exactly what I was looking at. And then there was a diagram that's drawn on the opposite page of the people are the ultimate power. We are at that capstone, followed out by the Declaration of Independence and then the formation and the writing of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the endowment from the Creator, not from the government.
Yes. John, can I make one last comment here? Because I know I've taken a lot of your time.
No,
I just want to say that Jack McLam's organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, I want folks to understand that no money is being made by Jack McLam or even his organization. If we sell a book, and whether it's at the $20 level or there are discount prices, too, if you get more than one, if we sell a book, except for the cost of the book, which is like total of $6.50, I believe, and then if we mail it singly, it's $3. So in other words, half of the $20, if we're talking about mailing a single book, goes into the publishing of the book and the postage, but the other $9 or whatever is going to go right back to the fund, which is looking to publish more books. And we are using publishing on demand because, you see, we have to pay as we go.
Sure.
We were able to publish just 500 at the beginning, but God bless these patriots all over the world. They're already flooding our office with new orders for 5 or 10 or 20.
Sure.
And so we've talked to the publisher. We may go back to print right away some more copies. But thank you so much for all your support. And as I say, we want to support RBN as well.
Well, and I appreciate that. Either they're going to hang us individually or what was Patrick Henry saying?
Hang together or you'll hang separately?
Yeah, and you know what? I want to create the informed electorate out there, the people that understand their role and responsibility, because guess what? They are the government.
You betcha.
They have.
And, John, I realize that most of your listeners know almost everything that's in this book.
Mm-hmm.
However, their city councilman doesn't know it, and their sheriff deputy doesn't know it, and whoever else. So, in other words, just see if they could get a copy and then share parts of it with whomever. Each one reach one is kind of the policy.
Well, and Carol, I've told the listeners before that I took that publication back in 93 and 94, and I walked up to police officers everywhere I went. I carried copies with me everywhere. I remember I was in Battle Creek, Michigan at the time. And I can remember at 2:30 in the morning, this is no joke, folks, by the Dunkin' Donuts, there's five Battle Creek cops, I swear, standing in the parking lot, nobody else around. I drove up. They didn't even take note. They took note when I got out of the car and I slammed the door. And they saw me carrying something and approaching them, and I said, gentlemen, at that point in time, they did the three-quarter stance with hand on weapon. I said, gentlemen, stand down. There's no threat here. And I talked to each one of those guys, and I talked to them for better than 45 minutes.
Wow.
Outside of that Dunkin' Donuts, and I made sure that they each had a copy of Vampire Killer 2000.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I told them, I said, look, I said, this, how many of you guys have children? Four out of the five had a family and still had the wife at home. And I said, this is for you, your wife, but more importantly, the success of generations yet to come. It's called freedom and liberty. We must maintain it. Mm-hmm. And I'd gone into police stations at wee hours of the morning to go talk to the watch commanders, hearing the big iron gates slamming and locking behind me, thinking, geez, you know, is there a possibility I may not walk out of this place? But I didn't care. And it was an odd sort of mix. Some of them took to it right away. Others said, well, you know, hey, I'm going to be retiring in a few years. I'm not going to rock the boat. And again, I would ask the question, Carol, do you have any children? Well, yeah. Well, what are you handing them?
Yeah.
Here we are, hell-bent into a slide into tyranny.
Yeah.
And you just ducking out and taking your retirement check and laying low is the protection. It's your duty bound as a parent. Forget being an American. Let's just take you as a parent to provide and protect your children. You're not going to be around forever. You're going to go by the wayside. You're going to shuffle off this mortal coil, and there your children are.
I love that picture in the back, that page, I should say, in the back of Bernadine's section in the manual, where the man is standing there, and his little boy, about 8 years old, is standing there in front of him looking down, and Bernadine or Uncle Sam's caption says something like, how will you ever explain to him why he must live in under communism? Were you thinking more about your own situation and your own careers than you were thinking about his future? That's a very touching page right there.
It is.
Last thing, John.
Yeah.
What about Jack McLam said this this morning, I believe we were talking here, and he said, I said, Jack, don't police precincts and sheriff deputy offices, sheriff's offices, I should say, don't they have like a briefing room where there's like a table with literature on it? Isn't there a reading room? And he said, they usually do have. I said, well, maybe some of our people can chummy up to, say, the police precinct in a friendly neighborhood, and maybe they would even be allowed to, after they're done with the manual, just donate it to the police precinct and leave it on their reading table if they don't think it would go in the round file right away.
I don't, you know, Carol, before I made sure, you know, I didn't just put it on windshields of police cars or toss it in an open window if the cop was out of the car and he was doing a report or whatever. I never did that. I never have ever been afraid. And I don't care if it's a United States senator or congressman or president-to-be. I've shaken a lot of different hands. I have yet to just leave this with within reach or eyeball scope of a police officer. I've always gone up, shook their hand firmly and looked into their eyes and gave them my short spiel, gave them the book, and urged them to read it. I never just threw it helter-skelter.
That's right.
Because these books, this is double the size of the original Vampire Killer 2000, and they're not cheap. I'd love to say, Carol, send me 1,000 of these books, and we're going to pass this out to concerned patriots to go out and talk to their city council people and their sons and daughters in the military and police in their communities. There are price breaks on this. Now, one for $20, two for $35, three for $45, so you can already see just buying three, you're saving $15. But what is the lowest that you can go with putting this book out in quantity that people can get that really want to go out there and talk to the police face-to-face?
And John, I wasn't thinking en masse that any one person has to do a humongous bunch of these, but if each person would find one public official at whatever level or whatever department and share with one, you know, that
Well, that's why I'm suggesting look, this is a little bit too much. This is not just a single little flyer. Mm-hmm. This is a complete book. This is a complete manual.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be paid for, and the person that's going to be the distributor of this is going to have to pay for it. I mean, the cop's not going to reach in his pocket and go, let me pay you for this book. No, this is from us with love to the cops of America because they're people too.
That's right. Okay, so to answer your question, John, since we've got $650 or so at, in it for the publisher, it costs about $650, that includes the sales tax. $650 out of the $20 goes to the publisher, And then if we mail the book, it's $3 to mail it. So that's the first half of the $20.
Sure.
And so then the other, we can, if we want to come right down and break even, we can, for example, if somebody gets as many as 8 copies, we can let them have them for $10 a copy. That's right. About as low as we can go.
Okay. Now, folks, understand what the mission of this is. If you weren't around for the first go-around of the manual, and this is the only thing that has ever been done to my knowledge in this country. There's been other publications made, but not in an 8.5 by 11 format, 200-plus pages long. And I absolutely... We talked about this earlier. The original book was almost a sky blue. And you sent me this copy, and I looked at it, and it's standard military gray, battleship
gray. We've
been
laughing, John, about what you said about the color.
I love it.
I told Jack what John Stadtmiller said about, well, it's battleship gray, for God's sake. He laughed.
Hang on a second, Carol. I got a couple calls for you, and then we'll let you go.
Okay.
Folks, we'll be right back.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end this slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, folks, we're back. Let me slide these calls in quickly. We have about 5 minutes left in this segment of the program. Arthur in Arizona, you're on with Carol Asher. Hello.
Hi, Carol and John.
Hi.
Hi.
I have two observations and a question I'd like to ask you. I think your experience demonstrates that one must have a relationship with this authority, whether it be in law enforcement or politics, in order for the truth to make a difference. And second, that the relationship, political channel we that people have with government is far and away different than the relationship that the sovereign posterity of we the people have with government, who communicate with government by means of notice of demand.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Carol, if you could be part of any BAT, Bureau Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms mission that you could promulgate, and you bring your own toys now and you bring your own assets, if you could plan and execute any mission, do you have a mission under BATF that you would like to execute? I'll give you time to think about it, and I'll send John an email. Okay. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Art. I'm not sure I understand the question.
I was about to say, John, that alcohol, tobacco, firearms, that outfit is supposed to deal only with people who actually deal in those commodities.
Yeah.
And yet they're coming after private Americans and taking their income tax, you know?
Yeah, well.
So that's interesting, but, go ahead.
And we just learned that how fast and furious how the FBI and the BATF involved were actually putting guns in the hands of Mexican nationals, lawbreakers, drug runners that have killed U.S. military, U.S. Border Patrol agents, and who knows how many people these guns have killed. Eric Holder is still the Attorney General of the United States, hiding behind Barack Obama when he should be on trial right now.
I'm sorry, but you almost have to be a criminal in order to stay in office. That's how bad we've gotten.
Well, and Carol, I've said this, and it is true. It used to be that we had a system, and nobody violated that system. If you did, you paid the penalty. You paid the consequence of running against the law, against the Constitution. Now the maxim in law is whatever I can get away with, whatever I'm not called on the carpet for, it's okay until I get caught.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. That's the creed of a criminal. I'll keep going until I get caught. Yeah. George in Wisconsin. George, we got about 2 minutes left.
Okay, how you doing? How you doing, Carol?
Hi, George. Nice to hear you.
In front of me, that's Jacinth, and they're really great. And what I want to do, I want to urge the people out there, even get a bunch of guys together. Now that you even said how much you want in bulk, I'll be sending it for some next week, too. And then also, what I've been doing since 2003 when I first started getting Jack's stuff, put them in newsletters. Do like you were saying, you know, run some copies off. Put it together.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's what we can do. We can really reach some people.
And while you're here, George, what a perfect segue to tell you the address. Shame on me. I should have been repeating this several times during the broadcast. Police and Military Against the NWO, the New World Order, 115-115 Patrick Henry Court, Kamiai, Idaho. Kamiai is spelled K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho 83536. If you're cruising in a car right now, stumbling and fumbling around, don't get in an accident. You can call them as well at 208-935-7852. Again, that's 208-935-7852. Carol Asher, I will stay in contact with you. We're going to make sure, and I'm taking the attitude that everybody's got to get copies of these, and every cop, every military guy, we got to get a copy in their hands. That's my stance. Carol Asher, thank you, dear.
Thank you, John, and thank you also, George, too.